El Negrito is a feared street criminal who sleeps with a gun under his head. He says he cannot remember how many people he has killed. He also is quick to complain about how Venezuela's failing economy is hurting his profits. El Negrito, who is 24, recently spoke with reporters from the Associated Press. He did so on the condition that he would be identified only by his street name. He says even for Venezuelan criminals, it has become harder to earn a living. Firing a gun has become more costly. Bullets now cost $1 each. And with less cash on the street, he says, robberies just do not pay like they used to. He said, if you empty your clip, you're shooting off $15.
This week, President Nicolas Maduro's administration reported a 39% drop in homicides over the last 3 years and a fall in kidnappings. Researchers at the Venezuelan Observatory of Violence also said murders dropped by 20% over the same period. The reduction in crime has a direct link to Venezuela's failing economy. Inflation topped 1,000,000% last year, making Venezuelan money, the bolivar, nearly useless. The severe lack of food and medicine has driven over 3.5 million people seeking better jobs to places like Colombia, Peru, and Panama. Although the country has fallen into a state of lawlessness, many Venezuelans who turn to crime find themselves in the same disorder that has led to a larger political and social meltdown. Earlier this year, opposition leader Juan Guaido launched a campaign to oust Maduro. The United States and more than 50 other nations have backed him. However, Maduro is still in power with military support.
Crime in Venezuela has not exactly disappeared. It has simply changed form. Although physical attacks are down, reports of theft are rising. And drug trafficking and illegal gold mining have become default activities for organized crime. Venezuelans avoid looking at their cell phones while walking. Many leave gold or silver wedding rings in safe places at home. Others have grown used to checking to see whether they are being followed. When night falls, streets in the capital city of Caracas empty, as most residents follow an unofficial curfew out of fear for their safety. Venezuela remains one of the most violent countries in the world, said Dorothy Kronick, who teaches political science at the University of Pennsylvania. She has carried out research in Caracas's poorest neighborhoods. It has wartime levels of violence, but no war, she added. El Negrito leads a group of for-hire criminals called the Crazy Boys. The group is part of a complex criminal network in Petare, one of Latin America's largest and most feared slums. Fast kidnappings are big business. Usually, a victim is taken and held hostage for up to 48 hours, while loved ones work to gather as much cash as they can find. Kidnappers focus on speed and a quick return rather than the size of the payout. El Negrito said the ransom they set depends on what a victim's car costs. And he said a deal can turn deadly if demands are not met. El Negrito passes a silver gun between his hands as he explains how he has struggled to support his wife and young daughter. A Christian holy book is open in the room. A light wind turns its pages. He says his group now carries out about 5 kidnappings a year. That is much lower than in years past. He has considered quitting and leaving the country.
Robert Briceño is director of the Venezuelan Observatory of Violence. He said the decrease in homicides is a matter of basic economics. As cash becomes severely limited in Venezuela, there is less to steal. These days, nobody is doing well, not honest citizens who produce wealth or the criminals who prey on them, he said. One member of the Crazy Boys, who gave only his nickname, Dog, said he has no trouble finding bullets for his guns on the black market. He said the issue is paying for it in a country where the average person earns $6.50 a month. A pistol used to cost one of these bills, he said, holding a 10-bolivar bill that can no longer be used to buy a single cigarette. Now, this is nothing. I'm John Russell.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.